Hey, this has been a very exciting week for the Minnesota Vikings. Starting off earlier in the week, we were able to retain a lot of our key players from a football team that went 10-6 and made the playoffs last year. Capped off earlier today when we were able to reach an agreement with Matt Cassel. And then to finalize the day, probably the biggest signing, even though they're all very important, is to sign Greg Jennings. I'd like to thank our ownership because without their support, we would not be able to do what we do. I'd like to thank Coach Frazier, our entire coaching staff, our scouts, and all the hard work and effort they put into what we're starting to get accomplished this offseason. And finally, to Rob Brzezinski and what he does from a cap standpoint, how he handles the contract negotiations. We just have a great team here working together as one, trying to get the Minnesota Vikings to win a championship. Going forward, we'll continue to look out there in the UFA market, but we're really going to hone in now and very excited about this next process of making the Minnesota Vikings better, and that's the draft coming up, and with a lot of the picks that we're going to have for this upcoming draft. So I'd like to introduce, well, you know him, Coach Frazier, if he'd come up and say a few words and introduce our new star receiver.
Good job by Rick and everyone in our organization, Rob, the Wills, for their support. Adding Greg to our football team, without question, upgrades our talent on our football team and gives us a chance to continue to compete in a very competitive National Football League. So we are very excited about his arrival and the fact that he's going to be a new member on our football team. It really pumps some energy into our building. Into our football team as well. So it's a great day for the Minnesota Vikings. There's no question about it. He's a young man that we have tried to corral for a number of years as we've tried to defend him. And now to have him on our football team is something that we're all excited about. And we're looking forward to a lot of great days as he brings a lot more to the table than just his athletic ability on the football field. We're really excited about the fact that he brings high character. He's a tremendous athlete. We all know that. But what he'll bring to our locker room, the energy that he'll bring to what we do at practice, along with his leadership, I mean, those were all qualities that we were looking for when we talked with Greg. And both he and his wife, Nicole, they have been a pleasure to be around over these last 48 hours. And we're grateful that they decided to make Minnesota their home. So we're looking forward to great things ahead. And I want to introduce Mr. Greg Jennings.
I'll start by saying I'm excited, and thanks to the owners, the Wolf family, Mr. Spielman, Coach Frazier. I'm excited. Today is a great day, and I'm looking forward to what the future holds as a Viking.
Greg, when you were en route here, what did you want to see? What did you want to hear to determine whether this was a fit for you?
Well, number one, I definitely wanted to know that they wanted me. I wanted to feel that they wanted me to be a part of what they were doing, and a part of their future. And I got that feeling early, and I got that feeling quite often. So it didn't take long for that to show surface itself and show itself.
Market opened at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. What went through your mind not having gone out into the free agent market and really explored it before?
It was new territory, obviously. You never quite know what's going to be out there, what the market's going to bring. This year was a unique year, a different year, a lot of unique signings. Obviously, for myself, we took the approach, my agent and I, my family and I, being patient. Just waiting and seeing what the market was going to bring to us, given different opportunities. We knew what we were going to be interested in, and we knew what we weren't going to be as interested in. And it was a matter of having some realistic choices and options that best suited myself and my family. What I think it'd be like? I think it'd be great. Obviously, I have the utmost respect for the Green Bay Packer organization. Ted Thompson and those guys, Coach McCarthy, all those guys that I've came out here on this ground and worked hard to get wins against the Vikings. I have the utmost respect for those guys. They started my career, gave me the first opportunity. So I'm very appreciative of that. But it is a business, and this has happened before. I'm not the first Packer player to jump on this side, so that makes it a little bit more relieving. But it'll be exciting. It'll be business as usual, obviously. It'll be a little bit more meaningful to get a win over those guys and probably any game on the schedule. But I'm one of those guys that take it week by week, day by day. So no matter who we're playing, whether it's the Packers or the Bears or the Lions, whomever, I'm going to bring my A game. I'm going to try to give 110%.
Perspective of seeing what Brett went through, also playing Vikings and what this rivalry is like. Did you have any concerns knowing this team as well as you do, facing against it? And what was maybe the biggest positive knowing the whole situation?
Concerns? Number one, they knew me as a player. My biggest concern was making sure that they understood who I was as a young man, which is most important to myself. And from the moment I spoke with Mr. Spielman on the phone, I got a kind of a sigh of relief just by his aura that he brought on the phone, just the charismatic personality that he brought. And then meeting Coach Frazier, and obviously I sat down at dinner, and they had Jared there. You guys know how Jared Allen is and what he brings to the table, but it was just a family feel. It felt comfortable, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for something that's going to be kind of fit like a glove, something that you're going to step into, be comfortable, not be able to be yourself, and obviously be able to thrive. And this is a situation where I feel like I can be myself, and I'll be able to thrive, and I'll be able to help the young guys when they come in, and the guys that are already in the locker room, I'll just add to what they bring to the table.
From a football perspective, what was the most important thing in terms of the team that you were going to join and how that fit?
From a football perspective, obviously, when you start to age and get years underneath your belt, you want to go to a team that's still a contender, that has an opportunity to win, but not the window isn't closing. The window is opening up. And I saw that with this ball club last year. They kind of snuck up on everyone. Including the Packers ourselves when I was over there, and it's exciting to see what they bring to the table, and now for me to be a part of this, I'm excited to add in addition to what they've already brought to the table, to those 10 wins. Hopefully we can get 11, 12, 13, who knows, but from a football standpoint and selfishly as a receiver, you see a guy like all day sitting in that backfield, and you see the cluster of guys that are gathered in the box for him, it's going to be some special things taking place on the football field.
And seeing this offense three times last year and understanding the attention that Adrian attracts, I mean, how much did that open your eyes to understand that there's going to be a lot of opportunity for you?
As a receiver, you always talk about playing with a back like that. You know, standing on the other sideline, you're in awe of what this guy can do, and everyone knows he's going to get the ball. And so just to be able to take some of that pressure off of him and off of this offense, I hope to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And the young guys that we're going to bring in that we have, I hope to add to what they bring to the table. I hope that I can help grow them, and we can all flourish together.
Quarterback, yeah, obviously I had some ebbs and flows this year during his maturation here in the league. Your thoughts on him as the signal caller back there?
I think it's going to be a great deal. I think you just hit it right on the head. It's a maturation process, and he's gone through that, and he's going to continue to go through it. We all continue to go through it. We all continue to strive to be a better player each year, year in and year out. It's no different with Christian, I'm sure. What I've seen on film, he didn't have a lot of options to go to. No disrespect to the guys that he was throwing the ball to, but you can just get a sense that he needed a little bit more around him to give him some help. And hopefully I can help him out a little bit And hopefully we can continue to add some pieces around him to make him into the quarterback that he potentially can be.
Having played with the quarterbacks that you've played with, is there anything you can share with Christian to kind of help in that development?
Oh, we'll see. I haven't gotten a chance to actually sit down and talk with him. I spoke with him on the phone briefly. So I know the drive is there. I know the work ethic is there. I know he wants to be great. And it's just a matter of, like I said, putting pieces around him. You can't do it all by yourself. Adrian can't do it all by himself. You can't just be one-dimensional in this game and be successful. And hopefully we can collaborate and, again, thrive together and grow together.
Greg, you mentioned getting a little bit older, having more mileage on you. You signed a 5-year contract here. Do you anticipate playing 5 more years and beyond? Do you want to be driver and still trying to do it at 37, or how long do you want to play?
It's not a competition when it comes to playing as far as long as Drive did. I'm not trying to beat him with that. I'm focused on these 5 years, and specifically I'm focused on this first year. Obviously, signing the 5-year deal is a great deal for myself, but I'm looking forward to what this year brings. It's a fresh new start, change. I'm excited for the change. I'm up for the change, and I'm up for the challenges that lie ahead.
In the past few days, has it come down to basically a choice between Minnesota and Green Bay?
Oh, pretty much. Pretty much. And, hey, Minnesota stepped up to the plate, and they showed me and my family that they wanted the Jennings family to be a part of what they were doing as an organization, and that's why I'm standing here.
What kind of recruiting pitch were you getting from players on both sides of the alley?
No real recruiting pitch. Sitting down at dinner with Jared, I mean, that's all the pitch. That's all the recruiting you really need. You see a big guy like that coming, and you don't have to get tackled or hit by that guy or chased down by that guy anymore. It's like, I could really go for that.
Coach Frazier mentioned a couple times the energy that you'll bring. What do you think you can infuse into a young receiving corps with what you've been through?
Obviously, experience. I have the playoff experience. I have experience with years in this league. I've had success. I don't have all the answers. I don't plan to ever have all the answers. I want to grow. I'm one that likes to kind of dip into everyone's pot. So I see a young guy and I see something that he does well. I want to add that to my repertoire. But I also want to bring to the table a standard level of play that we're going to be great. We're going to be successful. We're going to perform at a high level. And we're going to give our quarterback a chance to win and be successful. And ultimately, that'll give our team the chance, best chance to win.
a little bit,
but honestly, you know, when I landed and my wife and I landed, the vibe was good. You know, the initial vibe wasn't good. Once we got to the hotel and everything, it was great. You know, the dinner was great. And we went back to the hotel and we shared some dialogue with one another, and we were looking forward to today. And we were looking forward to today to result in a signing, and it did. And I think both parties are happy. Both sides are happy. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. If they're not, they lied to me. No.
When you were heading here, did you kind of have an inkling in your mind that this was going to be it for you?
I did. Again, I was looking for change. Green Bay has given, I gave them 7 good years. They were 7 great years for myself. I had a lot of success. Obviously we were able to win, and it was great. But at the same time, a lot of young talent, injury kind of hurt me last year, and you know, getting shuffled around a little bit. And as a player who feels like, as a competitor, I'll say, someone who wants to be on the field all the time and feels like he can still do it. I can definitely still do it. And I can definitely still make plays and be as exciting as I was in my earlier years. But and I'm not old. I'm 29. I'm not old. Let me throw that out there. I am not old. I am 29 years old. I will not be 30 until after the league year starts. Well, after the league year starts.
How long did it take you to fully recover from the abdominal thing?
When we actually found out what was going on, 3 weeks, I was back out there practicing full go, everything, 3 weeks. it was a little unfortunate that I wasn't able to, we weren't able to pinpoint what exactly was going on until later. Had I been able to get that second opinion early, sooner, who knows? Who knows? I may have had a little bit better outcome as far as statistics goes. You know, it's all about what have you done for me lately in this league. And obviously last year wasn't one of my better years because of the injury, but that's behind me now.
Time for two more. Greg, you played so many years in Mike McCarthy's offense now, and I'm sure you know all the receiver positions inside and out. Mm-hmm. What sort of an adjustment process do you anticipate to come into Musgrave's offense here? Do you anticipate you're going to focus in on one spot, or are you going to be versatile inside and outside again?
I want to be versatile. I don't focus on one spot. I'm one of those guys that likes to learn the concept. I want to understand the concept. I'm a big believer. You learn the concept, you know a lot more than what the average guy would know. So you learn the concept, you pretty much know the ins and outs of the offense. You're able to move around. You're able to be put in different places, utilized in different areas of the offense, and that's exactly going to be my approach. Again, in Green Bay, I moved around. I don't expect to not move around. I expect to be creative and getting the ball and finding ways to get me the ball and help my teammates get open. And, again, take some of the pressure off 28.
Watching game film, how much of that did you watch? When did you watch film of the Vikings offense to figure all that out?
I would lie to you if I said it was real like watching the team. It was more, I had to watch Christian. I had to see what I was getting myself into, and very athletic quarterback. Obviously his upside, his future is bright. And again, I saw a young guy that was maturing. Obviously he's had success. Can he have more success? Absolutely. But how much success he's going to have is going to be completely up to him and what he's willing to put in and the guys that are going to help. I haven't had all the success that I've had alone. It's been because of guys like Brett and Aaron and the James Jones, Jordy Nelsons of the world that have been able to take some of that weight and that pressure off myself. So we're helpers one to another. We help each other be successful. We help each other grow. We help each other thrive. Appreciate it.